Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
App. Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock. This is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Chipped by the Bruins to the near side. Nordstrom will try to send a Chara. He's got it. Here's the empty net. Empty net goal. Bruins lead 6-2. 1:48 to go. And even with 6-on-5, the Blues couldn't put a pass in front where a guy could shoot. Comes back far wing. They shoot and score. Johansson put it in past Allen. 7-2 Boston.
Feels like a pretty dominant 2-1 series lead for the Boston Bruins, if you ask me. Felt that way after winning 7-2 blowout fashion for the Bruins on Saturday night. Everything was on the Blues in this game. You go back home, 49 years. That's all they talked about. 49 years it had been since the Blues had hosted a Stanley Cup final game. They held a freaking press conference for John Hamm before the game. The Hammer, as we like to call him around here. So the Hammer, huge Hammer for John Hamm.
As somebody here from the Boston Globe, I'm curious if you attended any of the World Series that were played between the Cardinals and the Red Sox, and generally how you feel about New England sports and their run.
Huh. I have very strong opinions about New England sports. Very few of them are positive. It's been an interesting back and forth between St. Louis and Boston, hasn't it? Pick your sport, and we've got kind of beef, don't we?
No. You got your teeth kicked in. That's what you got. I love this thing like, oh, the rivalry is... What rivalry? You need even footing on both sides to have a rivalry.
I can't believe Zone did not laugh at that response. He totally did not pay close enough attention.
Well, give me it again.
We've got kind of beef, don't we?
We got meat.
No, I think that's you, Ham.
What's up, Meat? What's his nickname?
Yeah, Beef.
What's his nickname? Porky's, that big guy? Put a thing in a hot dog bun. Meat, right?
Beef.
So on to just start talking sports. When the hell do you ever want to go to talking sports?
I don't know.
When do you ever revert to that?
I was ready. I don't know.
Where were you? That was made for you, that clip.
Beef.
It's what's for dinner. Where's the beef? Oh, there it is.
Beef.
I texted Zoe his favorite picture of John Hamm in the third period on Saturday night. And then what did you do with it? You cropped it and you tweeted it out. I sent him the full head-to-toe shot. Huh?
Tweeted that out?
You tweeted it out.
Nice.
You did.
Excellent.
Not me. You did. You don't remember?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I zoomed in.
He just asked me. You tweeted? No, you did, not me. You tweeted it out.
See, it looks good there.
TV says they can't show it.
They can't show it. It's too perverse.
Why? Whoa.
Why? Can't show a good crotch shot on television?
You can't show a woman with a tight top?
I mean, it shows the outline of the package.
Beef.
Beef. Of the beef.
It's what's for dinner. Brought to you by pork.
You imagine that? You imagine just being like that famous, that wealthy, and then to boot, like, oh yeah, and then I've got a huge, like, what? How did you draw that lot in life? What did you do in a previous life to earn that?
It's not real.
I'm rich, I'm famous, everybody likes me, and then I have this that I'm known for. Oh!
Beef.
Sorry, Zoe. Go ahead, now that I've got you on this topic.
Now we'll go down a wormhole here.
Yeah. Sorry to distract you. I just knew that this one was teed up for you. Bruins blew him out. 7-2. Bruins top line shows up early, a game early. And they were apparently maybe a little chippy after the game. Maybe they were chirping a little bit after the game.
Good.
I heard that post game on NBC Sports Boston. Hags was indicating that they sort of were hearing it a little bit and maybe were responding a little bit. We have Brad Marchand after the game and what he had to say.
4-for-4 on the power play tonight on 4 shots. Have you ever seen that before, and why were you guys so effective?
Yeah, we've seen it before. We got lucky. You know, again, you know, sometimes it goes your way, sometimes it doesn't. You know, we knew we could be better. But that's just one of those nights where things start to bounce your way. You can't expect that to happen every night. So, we still have areas we can clean up. It's nice that the power play came together. We're good on special teams, but got to follow it up next game.
Again, we still have areas.
He doesn't sound angry to me.
No, but I mean, and he also said, hey, a win's a win. No matter if we win by one or win by five, he is right in a sense. Like, phew, got the win. We're up 2-1. Let's worry about the next one. Tee it up. But again, we have ears. We hear it. They are aware of what's being said and talked about.
Maybe.
What was played in the locker room? Or they had Imagine Dragons cranking? Like some of their post-game
What does that mean?
Happy music?
Tell me what that means.
It just gives a little peek into like what they dig, you know?
Oh, I thought there was some sort of like hidden meaning behind that.
Maybe they were the Thunder and the Lightning.
Imagine Dragons and Pitbull.
Yes. It's the worldwide. Bruins are worldwide.
What does that mean?
Pitbull just wants to have a good time.
You just wanted to talk about the music. I thought there was some sort of message being delivered.
Like,
yo, what's up, guys?
Oh, what's up, guys?
By the way, if we're going to talk about John Hamm in sports, it should never go without mention the blatant lie he told on Letterman.
Oh, which is?
Jim, do you have my computer up?
Yeah, no, this is huge. I think we talked about this in the show, didn't we?
We have.
When did you decide that maybe you weren't going on with the parade?
I played through high school and was very good in high school, and then ended up going to the University of Texas and thought, okay.
He was a catcher.
And I ended up thinking, well, I'm gonna walk on. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna see how good these guys are. They had a guy by the name of Roger Clemens there when I went to school.
You were a freshman, he was a senior?
Yeah. And I was like, okay, no.
Right.
Not going to happen.
Right.
And I don't know if you've ever seen a ball travel that fast, but you don't really see it. Yeah. It just appears in your mitt.
Yeah.
And then it hurts a lot.
I have noticed that whenever I go.
Great story, right?
All bull crap.
All bull crap. Clemens left Texas in 1983 when he was drafted by the Red Sox, while John Hamm was still in junior high.
Why would you ever say that?
That's like an easy one to figure out.
So based
on your age.
Why don't you say you play with Nolan Ryan?
Easy.
Like, you could figure out what year John Hamm was born and be like, wait a minute, John, you were in the seventh grade. How could you have been at the University of Texas with Roger Clemens?
You don't think Clemens would hear that and say, what are you talking about? Like, that should get on Clemens' radar, right? Letterman and that? Yeesh. Phony baloney, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Like, way off.
Sports fib. That's what that is.
Unicorns! Show ponies!
Excellent.
Where's the beef?
I thought he was going to end up saying, I went to catch there and they didn't have a cup big enough. No. So the one time the ball hit and I said, I can't do this sport and I can't play this position because I can't run or squat.
Can't very well get behind home plate with a Captain America shield between my knees.
It's not like you could send somebody to Dick's and get the biggest one.
Where?
You know, or Dick's Sporting Goods to get the bigger.
Okay.
Wait.
Here's the action update.
Oh, boy.
From the guys in the desert. We'll be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.
something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
What did somebody send us on Twitter? Jim, just tell everybody.
It's a link to a Pinterest gallery with hundreds of pictures of John Hamm wearing tight pants.
Imagine that.
Didn't he play the...
imagine that.
The cocky boyfriend in Bridesmaids?
The what boyfriend?
The cocky boyfriend.
Oh.
I didn't even mean it that way.
Sure you didn't. Why don't you go ahead and give that a retweet for anyone who's interested in that type of thing.
That was sent by Boston Girl, the number four ever.
Ah, she knows.
She's a Boston fan.
She knows.
Jesus.
I mean, it's one thing to be well-equipped. It's another to have the whole world know it. Unbelievable. 617-779-0985. One of the moments in Saturday's game that I hope lives in St. Louis, and they have to deal with and remember, and I hope sticks with them, sticks with the team, sticks with the people of St. Louis, Blues fans, whatever they got there, is that silly moment with David Perron and Tuukka Rask with the game 5-1 in the second period and him trying to pick a fight with a goalie, this dumbass, David Perron. We talked about the secondary scoring of both of these teams. This isn't a third or fourth line guy. This is one of the second line guys on this team. Okay? Mm-hmm. This guy's supposed to be able to score. This guy's supposed to be able to provide some offense.
Top six guys, yeah.
He's a top six forward.
Yep.
You're supposed to be able to put the puck in the net. So far for him, he's got six shots on net in the series, two of which came in this game on Saturday night. He's done jack squat for his team. He's done nothing. He's done nothing of real substance offensively for his team. Six shots through the three games so far in this series. That's an average of two per game. He didn't have a single shot in game one. And he had two the other night. He had four in the game that they won. And so he's done nothing offensively. He is on the team's power play and has done nothing there and has taken bad penalties, lazy offensive zone penalties, and he's just sucked. And he's out there trying to pick a fight with the goalie. Good. You deserve to lose, St. Louis. You deserve this. You deserve
that
guy.
Is he getting killed? Is he getting crushed in St. Louis?
I hope so.
Or is that what turns them on?
Wasn't that embarrassing? Like, isn't that embarrassing for your team to watch that play out? One of your forwards trying to pick a fight with a goalie? What are you doing?
Yeah.
And so, if you're a homer and you're in St. Louis and you're just a blanket homer and anything the Blues do is right, you know what they'll say there.
Why not? We got nothing to lose.
He's trying to rattle Rask. He's trying to rattle him. He's trying to get in his head. Yeah, Rask.
He's the only guy trying to do something.
Rask almost took that bait.
Yep.
He laughed in his face. Tuukka Rask fell down, got back up, and literally laughed in David Perron's face. Did you see it?
Yeah.
He's laughing in his face.
That's what I said. I said, Tuukka's... You know, the maturation of Tuukka Rask and to get to this point and understand how close he is to sort of being stamped. I mean, you pull off two more really good goaltending performances. Like, you've got it. You've got the world by the hockey world by the you-know-what.
You're down 5-1. Okay, you still have the whole third period.
What am I going to hit?
I mean, the game's pretty much over, but do you want to just call it quits at that point? Is that what it was? We're just going to totally quit. We're not going to give any more real effort here offensively. We're just going to completely try and goon this game up now because we've lost. Maybe that was their plan. Hey, we completely got embarrassed here tonight and we got our ass kicked. So we might as well try and take some guys out and goon it up and draw guys into fights and just do anything stupid we can do the rest of the way. Let's try and do, maybe that was their plan. I don't know, but it was embarrassing. They should be embarrassed by it. Here's Tuukka Rask after the game on what took place there in that conversation.
Tuukka, Perron actually got in your face there with about 20 seconds. What were the two of you saying there?
No, he was just saying I was diving.
Did you say anything to him?
Yeah, I wasn't.
I told him I wasn't diving.
What are you? you doing? I don't know, Beth. How do you think I am, Andy? Perfect. Look at the scrums, too, and I get the still shots in NBC Sports Boston, but it's like that's all they had left to resort to. Let's just throw people in front of it. And that's not incidental contact. That's trying to just, you know, intentionally hit the goalie, which is not what you do in that sport. That's for the lowlifes in that sport.
It's just unnecessary, and it didn't accomplish anything, and you didn't rattle him, and you didn't
get him thinking about it for 2 days, Hardy.
Yeah, it didn't give me anything to think about. It didn't do anything for your team, and it just it showed that you're trying to now gain some advantage because you're at a disadvantage. You're at a disadvantage in this series when it comes to just offensive talent. You're at a disadvantage when it comes to your goaltender.
Yeah.
I mean, we know that now. So I'm not saying that the Blues won't win again or that they couldn't win tonight, but that reeked of desperation in that moment. Now you're just trying something desperate.
Yeah.
Like pulling the goalie with 5 minutes left. That's a desperate move. They were in desperate mode for most of that game on Saturday. That's just another example.
It just didn't make sense.
No.
None of it made any sense. And I just think it was an embarrassing look. Embarrassing look for the Blues to have that go down the way that it went down. With these two going at it.
That's sort of the culmination, too, since...
Get out of here.
Since Maroon started his... You're effed.
You're effed now.
Team's been in a down spiral since that.
It has. 617-779 0985, the telephone number. Let's get back to some of your calls. Casey on the South Shore on Bruins and Blues. What do you got, Casey?
I got a few quick points for you. This is about what you can expect from a team coached by a goon. Two, a little disappointed in St. Louis, because I guarantee you if the game three was in Boston, there probably would have been a moment of silence for the people that lost their lives in Virginia Beach. And three, flag bearer. I know Bork's already been up there, but I think if you pair him with Norm Levier, that's going to get the crowd going. Thanks for taking the calls, guys.
Okay.
It'd be a classy move, but I don't know.
It just happens so often now, you know, that there's, you know, I don't know what to say.
Why do we have to bring Virginia Beach into this?
Because he's saying the Bruins would have had a moment of silence when the Blues didn't.
So the Blues are classless for not acknowledging? Jeez. Nut job? I mean,
I'm not going to put that on the Blues.
Yeah.
What was his first point about the actual game?
I thought his first point was on
was that
the silence.
Oh, that yes, was it? That the moment was it? Of silence and, yeah.
Pete to Newton. Pete.
Hey.
Hey, Pete.
Hey.
What's up, fellas?
Pete!
Quick note. So, I will give you that recipe for that pizza, brother. I didn't mean to, you know, go right over that, but he caught me off guard with that. That was basically my homemade pizza that I made. But anyways, getting back on track about the game. Not much to say about the Bruins. What a beating they handed out. And just I feel kind of bad for the Blues. So, I know that they're printing out some blue songs. The first one is the Dirty Boston Water Blues. Second is Black and Gold Ass Kicking Blues. And the third one is Gloria Gets No Play Blues. And
I'm starting to feel like I'm tricked that Pete is Matt from North Attleboro that moved and then changed his name. Remember him that had the crescendo and would have his rant that he would go on? Let's go, Bruins! Pete is Salsa Pete. Right? We talked about the Mexican pizza.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm. Yep.
That is good. They didn't get to play Gloria. It's gonna be your last chance.
I'm gonna save this segment with Jerry in Vermont. Jerry Vermont on jerseys. Give me a good jersey, Jerry.
Well, you guys missed the greatest Boston jersey of all. That would be Pete Maravich of a 1 year superstar.
That's pretty good. Pistol Pete.
Celtics jersey. That's pretty good.
Oh yeah. I would do anything to see his knees in together and him and Bird for a couple years, and that's too damn bad that didn't happen. But I wanted to ask you also, do they have a Len Bias jersey
Stop
out
it.
There?
I've seen them before. Yeah, no, I've seen those. Yeah. I've seen those at Celtics games in years past. So those do exist.
When you call yourself the St. Louis Blues, you can expect nothing but lose.
Jerry, you had a good call there, and then you had to finish with that.
Did he?
Well, Pete Maravich is a good one.
Pete Maravich
is a good example. Good example of
Len
one of
Bias
those
doesn't fit into this conversation.
No.
No. I saw Lenny play in college on my recruiting trips. He was pretty good. Len Bias. Okay. Okay. Some people don't get the gist of the conversation of the jersey talk.
Again, to reset.
Yep.
People have been wearing Gretzky jerseys at the Blues games.
Travis Kelce wore a Gretzky jersey to the game the other night.
There's fights in the stands. There's Gretzky.
I saw one in the stands. A guy yelling at a guy out on the concourse.
I'll take my glasses off. You want to fight? Come on, Bruins kid.
There's really only one jersey I can think of. You want to wear like a vintage, that era blue? It's a Brett Hull. Like you wear a Brett Hull jersey if you're going to wear one of those jerseys.
What number he wear? 19.
That's a good question. I don't remember what number.
I think it was 19.
Gretzky 16, though.
16. He was. Upside down. Hull was 16.
I was like the 16s. All
that would be the jersey to wear.
Yeah.
That would be the St. Louis 90s captain's jersey you would wear from the Blues.
Sure.
Not Gretzky, you tool bag.
Yeah, I got the great one.
Played a month's worth of games.
Do you know how many?
If you have to get on a private jet to go from your town to the hockey game, you're not from the same sports town. That's what I would say.
Do you know how much conversation that jersey must stir up, though? Like, if you have that jersey and you're wearing it, like, why do you have a Gretzky Blues jersey on?
Because I'm a fraud. That's why.
You know hockey, buddy.
Because I'm a fraud. That's why. 617-779-0985. We'll get back to your calls on the Bruins and Blues.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help Line MA.org.
First, our introduction.
Zolak, Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Tell you, Bennington there had a great night the other night, didn't he? Benny Hanna.
Hi, Jordan. Jordan.
He fell apart. Fell apart hard, did he not?
Yes.
He's going to be back in net tonight.
Good.
So you're going to see him again. He'll have an opportunity to rebound. Can't wait. Can't wait. Okay.
They're gonna kill him tonight.
Why do you say that?
Oh, you're gonna get three quick ones on him. I think they already got him.
Doesn't even take three quick
start
ones.
Start crack.
It takes
two and then
it takes one soft one.
Yep.
One soft one.
Early. They can't afford to get down one zip early.
Okay.
God, he looks like Alex Smith and Steve Walsh.
He's obviously had some starts in the playoffs where he's given up a huge number of goals, including game one against San Jose. Gave up 5 goals in that game. 5 goals on, let me see.
Hold on.
24 shots. Gave up 5 goals and 24 shots in game one. came back in game two, gave up two goals. Gave up five goals on 32 shots in an overtime loss in game three of that series. Bounced back, gave up one goal on 30 shots in that series. So he has bounced back from some of his bad performances in the playoffs. Go all the way back to the first round for him against Winnipeg. Gave up six goals in game three on 29 shots. He responded by giving up two goals on 39 shots the next game. In the second round against Dallas, his worst game was giving up four goals on 31 shots. He responded the next game in a loss, a 2-1 loss, gave up two goals on 27 shots. So every time he's had his worst game in each series, he has responded with a good one. And so far, his worst game was Saturday night. We'll see if that holds up tonight. But every time he's had a bad game, he's come back the next one, at least in this playoff run, and has responded with a good one. Bennigan's. Benihana.
Did you tweet out the Bennigan one?
Yeah, I did.
The video?
I did.
That was a good one.
I did.
Forget how hip that looked. Like, you wanted to go there to that place.
Bennigan's.
You wanted to go right back to the 80s and 90s. Like, hey, look at that place.
Remember the...
It's a happening place.
Do you remember the Nelly St. Louis Bennigan story?
Yes.
My buddy corrected me. It was a Houlihan's.
Classier.
He said, dude, it was a Houlihan's. It wasn't a Bennigan's. He goes, they're very similar. He goes, you had it confused.
Outside the guy.
It was not. They're right. They are. Yeah. He said, you had it wrong. It was a Houlihan's.
Yeah, they're like upscale Fridays.
Yeah. He said it was a Houlihan's. They're a little bit nicer.
No offense, Fridays. Yeah. Better food at Houlihan's.
Houlihan's. Yes. It was a Houlihan's.
Yep.
Houlihan's was a classy joint.
Really classy. You went there, like, that's a good date night for kids.
He said Houlihan's was...
Well, you mean for, like,
he said Houlihan's.
Houlihan's. You're a teenager.
He said, you know how to know the difference? Was Houlihan's, you got a real menu. Like, a actual, like, a hard-backed menu.
Nice.
Leather-bound. At the Houlihan's. Leather-bound menu.
Leather-bound books.
He said, where at a Bennigan's, you'd get, like, the laminated menu.
Right.
Yeah.
You had a chicken sandwich here? Yes, we do. It's called the Brentwood. Brentwood chicken sandwich. Classy.
Yeah.
Or you could just go Cheesecake Factory and just be totally confused by their menu. Like an Andy Reid play sheet.
Doesn't confuse me. I don't even need to read it. Factory Burrito Grande. Thank you. Bring it out.
Do you order that every single time you go there?
Every single time.
Their food is the fun in that?
I know, because their food is so good. It doesn't matter. The Maha Meatloaf is unbelievable.
I know what I want.
I like their chops.
There's
so many items
on that menu. Yeah. There's so many great items on that menu. I don't know how you order the same thing every time.
Fish and chips is great.
Go there, but twice a year, maybe.
Tacos are good. Tacos are good.
You want any help? They get the lettuce wraps, the Thai lettuce wraps there. They're excellent.
Excellent. Thanks, Coach. Coach Lauf in there.
If you're not eating healthy, the Cajun chicken pasta is amazing.
I don't know if I've ever had that one.
I don't want pasta and Cajun food just all mixed together.
Really good.
They have the...
You remember that time in Houston we went to the Cheesecake Factory?
The mac and cheese balls.
Oh, we didn't bring Hardy.
Yeah.
Remember in Houston?
Houston,
we sat on the patio. That was nice.
Where was I?
Oh, we had a great time. The three of us went. Me, Jim, Zoe.
What
the hell was I doing?
Oh, man.
You're probably doing something.
I think we probably had like four or five drinks in an hour there.
That was great.
That was a great time.
What's your team was staying right next door.
Were you there yet? Were you still on the bus maybe?
Yeah, you may have been on the bus.
You may have still been on your ride.
We had a great time there.
That could have been
awesome time.
That could have been the steak dinner night with Fred and Rich, where Fred ordered a bottle of wine for himself, and I told the waiter, I said, just put my steak in a to-go container then. I'll take it with me. I'll just get out of here.
That was a weird dinner, right? They did. There was a lot of strange things that happened at that dinner.
No, it was fine.
I thought that, Oh, never mind.
Okay. What?
Nothing.
You don't want to say it now?
We hit one in Minnesota, too. Cheesecake Factory.
I thought there was something about Craig they made.
We did. We hit one there, too. Oh, yes, we always seem to hit Cheesecake Factory.
When have you ever been disappointed?
Never.
I don't think I had the Factory Burrito Grande there, though. I believe I asked them to make an off-the-menu buffalo chicken type of dish, which they did.
Yeah. Bendenson, an all-timer from Cheesecake Factory, Burlington this weekend. It's like the video lives. And then it died.
What are you talking about?
Nothing. William Bendenson. Live from Cheesecake Factory in Burlington.
That's good reporting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. It's a way to report on the Pats.
Hey, we'll
learn
have
a lot from that.
We'll have tweets from OTAs. No, from minicamp.
Minicamp this week.
Not OTAs.
No. Minicamp.
Real camp.
Minicamp.
Oh, wait, Reese's Brady tomorrow.
Little camp.
Brady's going to this one?
Oh, yeah.
Not a big camp, a minicamp.
It's mandatory, Hardy. Mandatory minicamp.
Mandatory. That's why they've got the ring thing on Thursday night.
Mm-hmm. I guess Brian Flores and Trey Flowers will be in for it.
Oh. Coming back.
Oh. For the ring thing.
Yeah.
Not the mini camp.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No. Well, that's nice.
Well, Brady had a mini camp up at the house.
Yeah. Over in Brookline.
On the backyard.
Yeah. Bring the kill over. Yeah. Big kid. Make sure we take a picture and put it on Facebook.
Portrait mode.
Family. Portrait mode. Hashtag, get a good one.
Hashtag family.
There, Nikhil, stand right there for a second. Family. You get it? Good. All right, we're done here. Thank you. 617-779-0985.
We'll get back to your calls. He didn't throw any passes to me. That wasn't the point of this exercise.
Have you talked to him yet?
No.
I haven't even spoken to him.
Craig
Berube.
Watch
him come out of the house tomorrow. Okay.
Craig Berube has got some thoughts on the officials. We'll get to that coming up at the top of the hour. Yeah.
Got to do something.
Look out for this tonight. The officials in this series, they've been called out by one of the coaches, and they've been the opposite of that by the other head coach. That would be Bruce Cassidy. We'll get to all that. It's on the way.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
This hour, Zolak and Bertrand is brought to you by Spectrum, America's fastest growing TV, internet, and voice company, hiring field technicians for all New England offices, including Portland, Maine. Apply at jobs.spectrum.com.
Let's get your thoughts on Bruins Blues. We got some thoughts on Craig Berube coming up. Brian's in West Roxbury. Hey, Brian.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Two quick things. I was hoping, first off, you could hit us with the Pasternak, what's up, guys, for all the Bruins people out there.
Yes.
You know, it's a morale booster.
Hey, what's up, guys?
And, yeah. The second thing I had was just out of curiosity. I know the Bruins have been playing pretty well, obviously, from the game the other night. But I was wondering if you think they should move maybe Nordstrom up to the second line and drop DeBrusk down to the fourth just to give DeBrusk a better look, more ice. You know, he'd have the better skill set, obviously, on that line. And DeBrusk would be a good complement up to Krejci. Up on the second line with physicality.
You know, if it were the regular season, I would probably entertain that. But the fact that they're up 2-1 in a series and it's this late in the year, I don't think I would touch anything. Does that make sense?
Why do you need to start adjusting things?
Yeah, that's
after
how I... After a
7-2 win, you don't...
I understand his point.
Yes, I do too.
If it were... Nordstrom's playing well right now, but I don't think I'd start tinkering with anything right now. That's how I sort of feel about it. That would be, don't fix it until you have real issues.
You lose 7-2, you tinker.
Yeah, and that's how I sort of go with it.
If I'm them, I'm like, hey, Jerko, what are you doing getting in the goalie's face?
Now, if this were January 3rd he's calling on, then yeah, I'd consider making moves, but it's June 3rd. It's June 3rd, and they're two wins away.
I just get
finishing this thing up.
Yo, what's up, guys?
What's up, guys?
I would just get DeBrusk on with TNR, get the TNR bump. Like, he hasn't been on. Now he hasn't scored. So, I mean.
Now you're being a wise ass.
No, I'm like, that's about, makes about as much sense as, hey, let's start shaking lines up.
Here comes passive aggressive Zoe again.
No, shaking lines up, right?
Passive aggressive.
Like, that's crazy. So.
All right, then.
I guess the advantage of the lines is that they're all, the whole line is playing bad at the same time. So it's just like, Cassidy just plays the other lines more instead of changing guys up.
Let's go to Steve in Westboro. Hello, Steve.
Gentlemen, thank you for taking my call. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Got a piece of trivia for you.
Okay.
What do all four championships for the Boston teams have in common?
Beef.
Bruins, Celtics, Red Sox, all of them. What do they all have in common?
Okay, let me think. First, let's think. The first one.
I don't understand the question. What do you mean?
What do they all have in common?
They won.
I don't know. I'm not sure what they all have.
We're stumped.
They all won their first championship against the St. Louis team.
That's not true.
The Celtics won against the St. Louis Hawks, Red Sox, the St. Louis Cardinals, the Patriots, the St. Louis Rams, and the Bruins, the St. Louis Blues.
No, that's not. That's okay. They've all won a championship against St. Louis, but that's not the first one for each team.
No.
The first, the first cup for the Bruins was against the Rangers, I believe. Double check that. Hold on.
You could say in this century.
Please hold. Let me double check. The first Red Sox World Series is against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Zoe's Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yep. Hold on. Yep. 1903.
Yeah, hold on a second.
Live from Forbes Field.
1929 Stanley Cup Final featured the Boston Bruins and the Rangers of New York. Yeah. They beat the Rangers in their first cup.
New York City Park
Rangers. 1929. So that's not... That's an incorrect trivia question, but they have defeated St. Louis in every sport, every major sport. And that is the only city that has done that to another city in all four major professional sports. That is the trivia question. It's not the first for each one. So for the Patriots, it's true. Their first Super Bowl was against St. Louis.
Yep.
But not true for anyone else. I don't think. Celtics first title.
Celtics?
No. No. It's not true for them either.
That's a terrible trivia question. 59. No, they won the, Minneapolis Lakers.
Yeah. So it holds up for one team. It's okay.
It's good trivia.
He's on to something, though. There is some commonality. Just that it's not the first.
That was disappointing.
I true. Where are you going with this?
Beef.
What are the two states with three consecutive vowels in their name?
Three consecutive vowels.
Two states have three consecutive vowels in their name. What are the two states?
Alabama.
Not even one. Not even two consecutive. Much less three.
Oh my God. I thought you meant consecutively A.
Three
A,
consecutive.
A,
or, no.
I love that.
Three vowels in a row.
Honest to God.
If that's what you thought, though, you are correct.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, say the sound. I thought you meant the same vowel. Three
no.
Consecutive.
No. Three vowels in a row. Two states have three vowels in a row in their state. Missouri.
I'm thinking.
Missouri's close.
I won't cheat. You do headlines while I think of this.
Okay. Don't look it up. No cheating.
I'm not looking. I'm stepping away. 90 seconds headlines. Zoe and I will think.
Oklahoma. No.
Not even two.
Okay.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.